So my father took him out back and showed him a sundial, Robert recalled in the store. Einstein said, "No, no, sundials," and pointed at his feet. He was looking for sandals. The only sandals Rothman stocked were a narrow feminine pair, but they seemed to fit right into Einstein's careless appearance. "I can still see him standing here with that big head of hair," Rothman said. The hair was very unusual at that time for a man, and he used a white cotton rope for a belt, probably something that came off his sailboat. Rothman, 80, is one of a handful of people here who still remember Einstein's Long Island summer vacation, which had moments of both great importance and great amusement. There was the letter he wrote to President Franklin D. Roosevelt that some believe may have led to the development of the atomic bomb. And then there was the widespread delight among locals over the professors needing constant rescue after getting lost in town or sailing his boat ashore.